That's George Benson, my bad. George.
Talk Radio.
Yeah, way off base.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, we're already having a great time. Good evening, and welcome to Comic-Con Stars, live from Jacksonville, North Carolina. This is Dr. John, wishing everybody a happy, happy Thanksgiving. We've had a wonderful time up here in Jacksonville, North Carolina, with a lot of our friends, and their hospitality has been wonderful. So, Papa Stro Maestro, how are you doing tonight?
Wonderful, full of food and relaxing and just having a joyous time being thankful for everything.
Exactly. I feel the same way. Dave Atwell, how are you doing?
Oh, fine. Just trying to avoid a food-induced blackout. So life's good. Went over there to Mom and Dad's and, you know, how they always say your eyes are bigger than your belly, and find out the hard way.
Well, that's
I put
okay.
it down tonight. I'm not ashamed.
Well, Papa Stro, did you have enough to eat tonight?
Oh, it was great. Oh, my goodness. Tremendous time and great people. And I even saw a lady out there in the cold shaking, and she told her, the guy next to her said, I'm going inside, man. I feel like a prostitute on fire in church. And that got a nice pop, you know, I laughed.
Okay, I bet. Well, I tell you what, I guess I'll first of all tell everybody where we're going to be, because the Comic-Con Stars have a lot of appearances coming up. First of all, we're really excited about December the 1st, North Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, at Sticky Fingers Rib House, right there on Highway 17, A Night with Papa Stro. Stories, he will answer questions. You can have some of the best food that we know around that area at Sticky Fingers Rib House. That will be December the 1st on a Friday night from 6 p.m. until 9 p.m., or we'll go longer if we have lots of questions and lots of people. So we hope to have a great time. We're going to be really trying to get the crowd out so we have a good time hanging out with Papa Stro. That's always a good thing. The next date of which we're aware is Saturday, December the 9th. Very special day, Bishopville, South Carolina, the home of the Lizard Man. We will be, Papa Stro and I will be at Christmas on Main from noon until about 4:30. And then Papa Stro, you're going to go somewhere right after that one, aren't you?
Yeah, sure enough. I got the Dust Series DVD party in Concord, nice. North Carolina, at the Sticky Fingers restaurant there for that evening. It's going to be great. I'll be with the rest of the cast and crew of the Dust Series and talking about the upcoming season, which yours truly, Papa Stro, will be in, playing the role of the Chief. So I'm pretty excited and, you know, great to be with the Dust Series cast and crew, and great to be. I'm excited to, you know, be part of the Lizard Man press conference at the Somerville, right, John?
Bishopville.
Bishopville, my bad. Somerville. Okay, I can't get my town.
Okay, yeah.
Bishopville, South Carolina. It's gonna be a good time. I'm gonna bring some Jolly Rancher Pop Tarts in case Lizard Man gets hungry, like the commercial with the lizard licking them.
Okay.
I already like Jolly Ranchers, so just try to be nice.
We're going
to
have a really good time and very special announcement at 4 o'clock p.m. on what I will now call the Lizard Man News Network, which seems to be what I'm in charge of. So anyway, that's going to be great. And then the next weekend, now, Papa Stro, that will be Saturday, December 16th. You're going to be in Myrtle Beach, won't you?
Yeah, well, before then, I'm going to be with you on the 10th of December at the Myrtle Beach Holiday Con in the mall in Myrtle Beach.
Thank you very much. How could we forget that? Yep. I have wonderful hosts, Brad and Jen Miller. We'll have a really nice time there. I think a lot of people are going to be out. I'll be there with you and with Carolina Caricatures. And so we'll have a good time on Sunday, December the 10th. Then comes December the 16th.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be cool. It'll be the first time wrestling in the Myrtle Beach area in quite some time with Tommy Rich's wrestling promotion. And with Tommy Rich, he's an old tag team partner of mine. We've defended championships together. We wrestled against each other through the years. So it's great to catch up with my old brother Tommy Rich and be in the Myrtle Beach area with all the fans. So for their special Christmas event, December 16th, it's going to be a great time. And I'll have more info posted on my social media as well.
Yeah, that's great. I know that last time I saw Tommy was I was watching some YouTube videos, and it involved Tommy Wildfire Rich, Jerry the King Lawler, and Jimmy the Boogie Woogie Man Valiant. Those were great days in the Memphis promotion, and we're forever grateful for all of the great times that they gave us. We really are. And then finally, I guess the last event of our Comic-Con season is the big one, Sunday, December 17th. Concord Mills Embassy Suites. We're talking about none other than the Charlotte Comic Con. Papa Stro, you going to be there?
Yes, I sure will. I'm looking forward to being there with all the talented vendors and guests and celebrities on hand, as well as being part of the Dust series cast and crew there as well. And from what I understand, we may be doing a live reading there as well. So very excited to be there with my Dust Series family and all of you and all the talented people there at Charlotte Comic Con. It's going to be a great time.
It really will be. Also appearing at Charlotte Comic Con will be Carolina Caricatures, will be Greg Bo Watson. We're always glad to see Greg Bo, one of our Comic Con stars, bros. He is tonight with his family and asked if he can catch us next week, and we look forward to seeing him there. So, yes, we've got a pretty wild and crazy December. It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll get out there to see everybody, so just can't wait. And thanks both of you for being here for our Thanksgiving special. I will start it off with a small announcement. On Saturday, December 9th, you can buy a copy of Dr. John's new book, Lizard Man, Bigfoot, and Friends. This will contain some wonderful characters of the cryptids, including Bigfoot, Mothman, Lizard Man. And it will also include some brand new stories about those three cryptids, some ghosts, and more. And in fact, I was pleased tonight or later this afternoon to collect a couple of new stories for that book. One is about some hauntings in Jacksonville, which we will include, and another one is a Bigfoot story. So we'll have two unpublished Bigfoot stories. They will be published Saturday, December 9th. So come by and get you a copy of that book, get you a copy of Papa Stro's picture, get him to autograph it, and we're going to have a grand time. So that's it for the Lizard Man News Network right now. Dave Atwell, talk to us.
Sir.
How's everything going with you?
Oh, going fantastic, man. I tell you what, I couldn't ask for a better evening. I am very blessed to still have my folks with me in very good health and everything. So anytime I get to go out there and hang out with them is always a lot of fun. And, me and, my son Rob and my wife Dale went out there and hung out with them today and, ate way, way too much. I have no excuse for my actions, but man, that was some good chow. Outside of that, just trying to keep that going. And then, of course, with me being in the retail business, I will be going into holiday lockdown tonight. And you go through it every December. You know, it's kind of like being deployed. You're still in country, but nobody ever sees you. So we'll be doing that. But in the meantime, any downtime that I have, I will continue to be writing the Hunger series, continue on the fifth book, and continue on the art that I'm working on. And I tell you what, you know, it's kind of funny. I haven't picked up the pencil since, I was an art major, of course, but, once life kicks in, you don't have a whole lot of time to sit around and draw pictures. You got to keep the lights on. And through life's trials and tribulations and the good news and the bad news and age kicking in, along with the shakes from your nerves and extended amounts of alcohol going in your system, you wonder if you still have it. And been sitting down with the pencils, and I'm telling you, it's amazing how much fun I've been having doing this. So, perfecting it, and I've got a lot of good feedback on it. You know how sometimes you you do something and, you know, you walk up to your mom and she's always going to love everything you do. But when you walk up to friends or total strangers and say, hey, what do you think about this? And they are like, wow, you know, that's all right, man. Kind of gives you that little stroke in the ribs saying, hey, you got to keep pressing on with this. You're on to something. So, yeah, I'm enjoying it. So I'm looking forward to enjoying this holiday season and try not to let the workplace chain on the creativity the way it's been doing for the past, you know, 30 years of my career. So looking forward to it, man.
Well,
and then, of course, January,
we know it'll be good.
Stuff's come off. What's that?
All right, well, that sounds good. Now, I tell you what, Papa Stro, I know that over the years you have had some great matches that included Tommy Wildfire Rich. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
If you don't mind putting on your thinking cap, you might be able to guess what I'm going to ask. Can you? You always ask for a great retro match from us on WCW Retro. Last night I was pleased to report on Jimmy Boogie Woogie Man Valiant who wrestled Jerry Lawler and won the unified World Championship. Can you think of, off the top of your head, a great match that you were in with Tommy Rich, either as a partner, tag team partner, or against Tommy? Have you got a story that you might could share off the top of your head?
Oh, absolutely. There was a time that Doug Gilbert, Tommy, and I were coinciding defending the USWA Tag Team Championships time, and we were involved in the fairly highly popular feud with a very hot popular tag team at the time, PG-13, Jimmy Dundee and Wolfie D, which those guys are extremely popular in the Memphis area. And we end up actually main eventing one night in the Mid-South Coliseum over Jerry Lawler and Bill Dundee, which they usually would get the nod for the main events, but our feud had got so hot that they put us in the main event. And it was a hair versus hair match that was built up really nicely, in which it was pretty wild. It was like Doug Gilbert came out for the assist to help us out at the end, and we won the match. Tommy and I did, in which the PG-13 had to get their head shaved. And I mean, the heat that night was incredible. I mean, and they're as they're getting their head shaved in the ring, they're like looking at us, and you know, of course, we're doing the whole villain bit, laughing at them and, you know, mocking them and everything. And, you know, it was a tremendous feud that we had with PG-13. We brought the mamas out. We brought the mamas against their mamas. We had steel cage matches. I remember Tommy Rich pile driving Jamie Dundee through a table at one point. I remember even me coming out in a bathrobe attacking one of them. it was pretty wild, but great memories, and it really transcended into the feud we had to did later on with Smoky Mountain Wrestling versus USWA, which got involved with like Rock and Roll Express and Heavenly Bodies and Tracy Smothers and Pat Tanaka and a whole bunch of great stars involved. So yeah, it was a pretty hot feud that Tommy and I had with PG-13, and one for the record books.
Wow, that's a great story. We appreciate it. Since I'm enjoying listening to your stories, can I ask for one more? Do you have a story about either Jimmy Boogie Woogie Man Valiant or the King, Jerry Lawler? Do you have a story about either one of those that you'd like to share? Because I would, and I think a lot of people would like to hear it.
I got one for Jerry and for Jimmy.
Please educate us, sir.
It's there's so many for both, but I'll just give you one of each for tonight. Jerry Law, we had some great matches. Matter of fact, I remember a televised match we had. We got that involved Miss Texas, Jacqueline Moore, and actually started a feud with Jacqueline Moore and myself, an intergender feud, and we had blindfold matches and everything. It was really cool. And with Jerry Lawler, wrestling him in the Mid-South Coliseum was just so surreal. I mean, we had pile driver matches. We had two out of three fall matches. It was really, really good stuff. And, you know, Jerry's one of the all-time best. And talking about learning from a guy, I mean, master of psychology. And then you had Jimmy Valiant. There's another great in the business, another legendary Hall of Famer in the business. I've tagged with Jimmy. I've wrestled against Jimmy. I've been around the world with Jimmy. Done a lot of stuff with Jimmy, man. And, Jimmy, never a dull moment, Jimmy. It's always a great experience. And, I mean, there's nobody that can light up a crowd like Jimmy Valiant. I mean, I remember hearing stories from Barbarian, Brother Barbarian, about how Jimmy used to frustrate Paul Jones all the time, where he would go to the crowd and kiss and hug babies and everybody, and you know, for like a good 5 to 10 minutes. And, you know, Paul Jones is getting like so flustered, he's jumping up and down, you know, "You're making us look like idiots. Get back, get in this ring," right? And by the time Jimmy enters the ring, right, and the match is over. I remember Barbarian telling me it was like the easiest feud he ever had was with Jimmy Vance. Most of the time, most of the matches, he was up in the crowd. He wasn't even in the ring, right?
Exactly.
But the music video is tremendous. If you guys go to YouTube, check out his music video he did years ago. It's the greatest thing ever. And seeing Jimmy Valiant dance on stage, singing his song, and that white tux, oh, my gosh, classic. And he's actually singing the song, too, you know. And it's so funny. And, you know, and the videos he did back in the day with Big Mama, oh, my gosh, tremendous. So, I mean, if you guys get a chance, either go to the WWE Network or go to YouTube, check out some old Jimmy Valiant stuff. It's incredible. And him and Johnny Valiant one time were one of the greatest teams ever in the old WWE, which was back then known as WWWF. So, a lot of history.
Yep. Well, thank you very much for those stories. I will let everybody know, let everyone in on a secret. We are going to have the 3rd annual Jimmy Boogie Woogie Man Valiant birthday party on August 25th of 2018 at the Cape Fear Comic Con. Boogie will be back with us. That has just now been confirmed. Papa Stroh, will you be there to help us celebrate Boogie's birthday?
I'd be honored. I mean, it's always a good time with Boogie.
Yep. Dave Atwell, do you think you can probably try to help us there at Cape Fear?
Oh, man, without a doubt, I will definitely be there for that. I mean, for crying out loud. Yeah. We had such a good time at the last one. So much energy of that show. And, you know, of course, getting Boogie in there and getting, as soon as he grabs the mic, man, I mean, he's back in 1982. That guy just goes to town.
Oh, my God,
so.
It does. It's like, holy
yeah.
God.
You know, a bit of trivia for you guys. Back in the Mid-Atlantic Championship Wrestling, Jimmy Valiant and Pez Watley were, like, at one time, one of the most popular tag teams in the Mid-Atlantic area. And if Dusty Rhodes had not jumped ship from Florida Championship Wrestling to Mid-Atlantic Championship Wrestling, Jimmy Valiant and Pez Watley, I totally feel, would have been still the top team in the area, because, I mean, those guys, the fans loved them. They were such a great team.
Yeah, Pez Watley, he there for a while, man. He was a big name. He kind of filled in the gap when the Junkyard Dog jumped ship and headed up to McMahon's operation there for a bit. And he filled in really well. Yeah, the two of them would go out there and go at it.
And Jimmy, and Pez Watley had that drop kick. If you remember, he had a drop kick. He would drop kick a guy and land on his feet. He would literally backflip and land on his feet from a drop kick. Great athlete.
Amazing. I remember that. I'm glad you said that. Sometimes those memories go away, but it's good to talk about them. And so, yeah, and that's one thing I'll say is that WCW Retro gets me watching old matches, and they're just so much fun. They really are, and they remind us about how these guys were just great and all the good things that they did for the business and for us to to enjoy what we did. So I guess it's been a great day. We're all kind of tired. We're all kind of satisfied with the wonderful food that we've had. I want to just close. We'll close a little early tonight. Now next week, got to do a plug. Next week, we've got Christian archaeologist Aaron Judkins He's got 6 books. He's got a PhD in biblical studies. He's going to be with us for a special 2-hour episode. We're going to be talking about dinosaurs, men, and all kinds of interesting things, and I can't wait. I'm going to have to download a couple of those books this week and check out some of his stuff. I'll download them on Kindle and read them because he's a very interesting person. He's been very open to come on with us, and I think he'll be a great guest. So I guess what I'll do
looking forward
is
to have
I'm
him
gonna
on.
Add, yeah,
I,
it's going to be
wonder,
great.
I wonder
so
if he discovered an Anacosaurus yet.
Well, I keep looking at everybody and say, well, these guys think I'm crazy, but one of these days I'm going to call and we're going to have lunch with Anna Nicole. He says, it's going to be in North Myrtle Beach, so you just watch. I'll win this battle. The Anna Nicole Saurus and Bigfootosaurus. But anyway, so I'm going
to
ask.
Jurassic Park.
To what?
Welcome to Jurassic Park.
Oh, you got it. Yeah, man. We'll see what happens, and then we've got our new boy, the lizard man, is now in the mix. And I had a conversation with a gentleman tonight who's going to put me in touch with
Santa's
some
sleigh and a reindeer.
You probably are. Well, Papa Stro, I got some crazy news for you. I was talking to a gentleman tonight who gave me one of my new ghost stories, and he's going to put me in touch with some folks from the Mothman Festival. We may have all 3 of these cryptids in the mix.
Oh, my goodness, they could replace the reindeer.
it would be great.
Put Rudolph out of work, man. He'll be in unemployment lane.
Yeah. Well,
with a red nose.
Mothman's got red eyes, so, it'd be Mothman, the red-eyed cryptid. That's how it would be. I'll have to rewrite that song before. Oh, Papa Stro, you just created a monster. I'm going to have to rewrite
that's
Rudolph,
amazing.
And we'll all sing it.
That's awesome.
It'll be something else. It'll be fun. So I guess we'll close. I want to ask each one of you, what do you think about Thanksgiving this year? And share something good that we should all be thankful for. We'll start with Dave, then Papa Stro, then myself, and we'll close our second anniversary special edition of Comic-Con Stars. So Dave Atwell, what should we be thankful for?
Oh, man, just anything around you. I know it's real easy to get caught up in the swirl of bad news these days, you know, between, you know, working tough jobs for little pay and, you know, family members that don't want to act right and everything like that. But I tell you, if you really stop and, you know, try to catch your breath for a minute and just kind of look around you and, you know, you start realizing maybe it isn't so bad. And sometimes it just takes a little just putting your phone down, you know what I mean? Put your phone down, cut your television off, and do like I do when I do the show. I walk out here on my deck and, you know, I got the woods to my, you know, the back of the house here. And, you know, it kind of gives you a moment to realize that maybe it's not that bad. So, you know. Get out there, enjoy your family, enjoy your friends, enjoy a big meal. And if you're out tonight messing around with this Black Friday stuff, please be careful. Watch what you're doing. In the event that you're going to film any fights, make sure you hold your phone horizontally so that way we get the whole thing in. but, you know,
I want
just,
the trouble band doll.
Yeah, you know, don't hold it straight up because we only get part. Yeah, you get the old letterboxing, and you don't want that when it comes down to a good Walmart fight. But
who cares about the cat?
You know, yeah, and it's like I said, we can all get wrapped up in it. But you know, for me myself, you know, I've got, you know, fantastic parents. I've got a great brother. I've got a lot of brothers and sisters that I've gained throughout time through friendship. And, you know, got a good looking son and daughter and 4 good looking grandkids. And I got quality friends like you 2 knuckleheads, man. And it makes me kind of stop and say, you know what? It ain't so bad, man. Let's smile for a little while. So, want everybody out there listening to, have a very happy and safe Thanksgiving weekend. And, like I said, just take a breath and look around. There's there's a lot of happiness out there. We just got to kind of look for it a little harder these days.
That was wonderful. We appreciate you, Dave. Papa Slow, what's your message for this one tonight?
Well, I'm thankful for life. Thankful for God above. I'm thankful for you all. I'm thankful for all people, normal and abnormal. I am thankful for every opportunity, every minute, every moment, and thankful for what lies ahead, and thankful for the support of all family, fans, and friends from around the world, and thankful for people wearing headsets with lights on, and just happy for grateful and thankful for everything, and looking forward to a great end of 2017 and a wonderful 2018, that's for sure. Living the dream, LTD.
Yeah, man. And 2018 is going to be busy.
It is. And
2018,
so
looking forward to it. Yep.
So thank you to both of you. We had a great time tonight. Had a wonderful time in Jacksonville, North Carolina, with all of our friends here. Got some new ghost stories, which I always like. And I know our buddy Greg Bo Watson looks forward to being back with us. We always have a great time on Comic-Con Stars. So thank you very much. Next week, Christian archaeologist Aaron Judkins. It's going
to
be a blast. Special two-hour episode. Thank you, thank you. And we will talk to you soon.
Mom,
all right. Happy Thanksgiving.
With the lizard
y'all be safe
and
out
the
there.
Bigfoot taking Santa on his sleigh.
I think I'm going to go pass out.